Joining me on the phone today is Megan Patrick. Megan, so happy to have you with us today. For starters, how has your summer been so far?
It has been incredible. I think I might be having one of the best years of my life. We've been on the road steady all across Canada and the U.S. I got to play some of my favorite festivals this year, and it's been a blast.
Well, one of those festivals, you're performing on the main stage at Boots and Hearts, and you even joined Hardy on stage to perform Wait in the Truck. How cool of an experience was that? I know there's still buzz online, people talking about it. How cool was that?
That was a huge moment for me. You know, I kind of can look at Boots and Hearts as like a hometown festival for me. You know, it started literally 15 minutes from where I grew up, and Hardy, you know, has become a friend over the years and just one of my favorite artists. So, and we did get to sing it together last summer at Watershed, which was incredible, but I'm kind of glad that happened because I sort of got the jitters out a little bit that first time. So when I got to do it, because Boots and Hearts, I'm like, there's a lot of people that I grew up with, people I know out there, you know? So I definitely, that was definitely one of the most special moments of the whole year.
Oh, that's awesome. And like you said, even more special being so close to your hometown. Now, as much as I'm sad that summer is starting to slowly creep around the corner, the end of it, but some positives for me at the very least is that hockey and some NFL football will start up. And I understand that you're a big Buffalo Bills fan, right?
Yes. I'm ready for summer to be over. It's been a great summer, but it's been a hot summer, and I am ready for football. I'm ready for hunting season. Like, all my favorite things happen in the fall. So.
Well, this might be the hardest question that I'll ask you today, but is this finally the year for Bills Mafia? I got to know.
I mean, listen, I feel like I've been saying this is our year every year. I do genuinely feel like this is our year.
Well, I feel the
same. I really
do.
I mean, I think that Josh Allen is more motivated than ever. You know, he got the MVP, which he absolutely deserves. But, you know, Bills fans know that what he really, really cares about is getting that ring for his team. So I think they're going to do it this year.
Well, I'll jump on the train. I don't have a team that I root for in the NFL, but it would not hurt my feelings whatsoever to see the Bills win a Super Bowl. So I am rooting for them. So now that all the hard questions are out of the way, your busy year is going to continue into September. Just announced you're going to be performing live at this year's CCMA Awards on Saturday, September 13th. How excited are you for that?
Oh man, I'm so pumped. I mean, obviously getting to be on the award show is always such an honor. It's been a few years since I've been able to play that stage, and to get to, you know, just with all the music that I have out right now, it's some of my favorite music I've really put out. So I'm just excited that I'm going to get to showcase that on the big stage.
On top of your live performance, you got a few nominations your way, including Album of the Year, Innovative Campaign of the Year, and Musical Collaboration of the Year. What does it mean to you to have nominations in those three categories?
Amazing. I mean, especially just given like what our goals and focuses were for the year. Obviously, the album being the number one thing. And like I said, I mean, I think it's my best work, and it's the album I'm most proud of, and I think is the most personal. So to get that recognition in such a big category is incredible. And then, you know, Stoned Alone with Caitlin Smith. I mean, Caitlin Smith has been one of my musical heroes for years. And so to, you know, the fact that I got to get in a room with and write with her was amazing. And then convince her to actually sing on the song. And now we've got the song at radio and, you know, we're nominated. So it's just been like blessing after blessing, and the docuseries, you know, I'm especially excited about that because, you know, Ford, my director, and just everybody on my team has put so much hard work and passion into making that a reality. That's something I've talked about for a long time, and we've talked about and planned for a long time, and just seeing it all come to fruition and having people love what we were putting out is just super rewarding, and I'm glad my team is kind of getting their recognition as well.
Well, we're going to dive back into Stone Alone in just a second, but closing in on the one-year mark of the release of Golden Child, and you've already mentioned clearly a project that is very, very important to you, just broke into the top 30 on the U.S. country chart this week. You already touched on it as well, but just this past year, what kind of year has it been, really all thanks to this album?
Honestly, it's just been a year of what feels like just a lot of hard work and blood, sweat, and tears starting to pay off. And just, you know, I mean, really all of the hopes and dreams that I had for this music and for this record are coming true day after day. Some of these things and these milestones are things I already hoped for. And then some things are just, I didn't even think about that, but this is amazing, you know? And it's just so rewarding to know that people love the music and are resonating with it as much as I hope they would. I mean, that is the best compliment and validation you can get as a songwriter and as an artist when people love what you make.
And it truly is an incredible album. I remember when it was released last year, day before my birthday. So an early birthday present, I guess you can call it. But
love it.
a fantastic album. Now back to the musical collaboration of the year, Stoned Alone. It's been on my on repeat playlist all year on Spotify. One of my probably my favorite song on the album. I don't know what it is. Well, I probably have an idea of what it is. But when the song came about, was there any backlash from writing it or releasing it?
I mean, yeah, you know, a little bit, but really not that much. And I think part of it is just, you know, the song itself, I mean, it's a feel good song for one, like musically and sonically. I think it just makes you feel good. If that song doesn't make you feel good when it comes on, I don't know, you might need to check to see if you have a heart. I don't know. But I think also it's rooted in a really positive message, you know, and obviously it's a little bit about getting stoned, but it's really mostly just about protecting your peace, you know, and if you've listened to the record, obviously it's clear there's sort of a underlying theme of like a journey of healing and self-love and self-care after some really traumatic things that I sing about earlier in the record. And so, you know, I think it's like, it's meant to be a song that feels healing, that makes people feel good about just being themselves and like taking care of themselves. And I also just think too, like, it's, you know, first of all, it's been legal, obviously, in Canada for quite some time now and in a lot of the U.S. And I think I've always been an advocate of using it medicinally. I think it has so much value in that sense. But also, I mean, there's a million songs on the radio about drinking, and not even like, you know, in moderation, like
right.
Binge drinking and drinking and driving and drinking and going back to toxic exes, like, you know, so it's crazy. It, to me, it should be okay to hear songs about, you know, partaking in Willie Nelson's favorite plant on the radio too. Like, let's get with the times, you know?
Absolutely. And it is a feel good song, and no word of a lie. Every time I hear the line UFOs and Bermuda triangles, I can't help but smile. I just think of some of my buddies back home. Oh, I just think of my buddies back home. I mean, it's a great song.
Thank you.
It may not be summer when we see you next in November, but you're going to be joining Brad Paisley for the Canadian leg of his tour in November, December, November 15th in particular for Saskatoon. How excited are you to be opening for him for those 2 months, especially those couple of dates in Ontario?
Oh, I mean, it's perfect. You know, I'd already been talking to my team. I said, I really want to get back to Canada in the fall for some shows, like outside of just the festival circuit. And we were trying to figure out, you know, what was the best way to do that. And then that offer came through. And I mean, Brad Paisley is a legend. I mean, Whiskey Lullaby is like one of the most iconic songs in country music. And I mean, he's also an exceptional guitar player, musician. So I'm really excited to like see him and his band play and, you know, get to meet him. And I love Jackson Dean as well. We actually played a show together last night in Tulsa. And we were talking about it. So, and he's great live. So I just think it's going to be a really fantastic show. I get to come back home. Those shows in Ontario will probably be my last shows of the year. So I love that I get to kind of close things out at home.
It just feels fitting. And yeah, I was excited for Brad Paisley to begin with. And now with you and Jackson Dean on to open up, I think those shows are going to be incredible. So looking forward to that. Looking forward to see you live in concert. And I just can't thank you enough for taking some time to talk about the roller coaster of a year it's been, positively, of course. And hopefully you have many more to come.
Absolutely. And anytime. Happy to talk to you, Jackson.